to Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Happy Monday. You are in for such a treat today. My guest, well, she and I became friends digitally through the beauty of Facebook and Twitter back in 2011. And this woman is so dynamic and so powerful and just such a breath of fresh air. And I love her to pieces. And I'm blown away at the level of success she's had. We all know Oprah, my good friend. We all know Cher. We've heard of Ellen. We know Pink. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to Allie. Hi, Allie.
Oh, hi, Jane. Wow, what an introduction and what a tagline I was listening to as the show was opening. I mean, I just want to go out and run faster and jump higher. It's so inspiring.
Aw, thank you. I am having the time of my life. This show has been in the works for several years, and I finally took the leap of faith. And so now I get to talk to just empowered, inspired, driven people. And it's been so much fun because the shows are flying at me at a ferocious pace because so many people on the planet are stepping into their truth right now and living their life and their dreams. And so I'm just a conduit, and I'm fortunate to work for Empower Radio and be able to expose fabulous people like yourself. So let's just jump right in. Enough about me.
Okay.
Allie is from Allie's Kitchen. And if you have ever, you know, sat down and had a wonderful meal and, you know, maybe set the table in a beautiful way, this woman will resonate with you. She started, I think you were on Fox's Master Chef back in what, 2011?
That was 2010. I was on, that was my first show in the food world, Master Chef, and that kind of launched everything. It launched a passion that I've always had in my life, which is food and cooking.
Okay. So prior to that, you know, you're not a chef. You're not classically trained. You just decided that this was a passion. And so you enter, you get in this contest, and Allie's Kitchen is born. And if you're wondering at home and you're like, what's Allie's Kitchen? You can't miss it. Allie'sKitchen.com or go to Facebook. Unbelievable Facebook following. I mean, Allie, seriously, when I met you, I think you might have had, I remember when you crossed over to 1,000 people on Facebook and you were like ecstatic.
I was ecstatic. I made a little sign out of typing paper and I wrote with a big magic marker and I had my granddaughter take a picture of me like, thank you, Facebook world. I'm now at 1,000 followers. I love you.
Right. And Allie, tell us, how many followers do you have on Facebook today?
Over 250,000. We're surging to 500,000 now. Yeah, yeah. It's just hard for me to even say those words. It's like blah,
it's
blah,
crazy.
Blah.
No, it's such a lovely success story. So, okay, so you're on MasterChef. Allie's Kitchen is born. Allie'sKitchen.com is where you can kind of find everything that she has. And she has an amazing following through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram. Oh my gosh. Instagram's great because Allie's not just about the food, but also the essence and the joy around family and connecting and sitting down and breaking bread and having everything be very boho and fun and entertaining. So Instagram's great because you can kind of get the vibe and feel it. Let's talk about your book. About 2015, you put together a beautiful cookbook, and it's available now for anybody that still loves the hard cookbook.
I did. And actually, just a little snippet of background. When I was on MasterChef in 2010, my husband and I had moved to Boston. He had taken a 3-year stint there with a company. And so for 25 years, I was Dr. Alice. I had a private practice. I was a school psychologist, educational therapist. But we had this opportunity. One of my dreams was always to live in the city and, you know, do these fun things that I'd seen on TV, like take subways and trains and, you know, walk every day to the market to get my food. And so I had that. It came, so I was not going to turn it down. And so when I went, I decided I was not going to be Dr. Alice. I was going to reinvent myself and do what I always loved, stage, theater, film, and then, of course, cooking. And then the MasterChef thing came. When we returned to our South Carolina home after this three-year stint, I already was entrenched in the food world. And then the cookbook just kind of dropped in my lap, Jane. I was competing at World Food Championships in 2014, and there were all kinds of literary agents and publishing companies, and someone handed one of my sous chefs their business card, and I was busy with, you know, competing, and said, if Allie ever is interested in a cookbook, have her contact us. About 6 months later, I found that card in my sunglasses case, and I went, oh, wow, you know, I do have a lot of great ideas. And so I contacted them, and within 72 hours, they had me a contract. They said, we love your idea. I sent them my idea. I had already worked on a kind of like a format, a platform. I knew what I wanted to do. And then in May of 2015, Allie's Kitchen, A Passport for Adventurous Palates was published. It's on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. And, it's recipes from around the world that are based upon my global travels of nearly 30 years.
It's a beautiful book. I remember when I, you know, because you had a cool promotion where you could get an autographed copy, and I ordered mine and it arrived, and I just took it out to my veranda of peace, love, and understanding and snapped a picture of myself with the book. And I'll have to post that on my business Facebook page, because it was such a joyous moment, because you are, talk about reinvention. Here you're a clinical psychologist and you're Dr. Alice for 25 years. And then you wanted to feed that thing inside of you, you know, that spirit. And you have, obviously, you struck a chord within you that was always there, because success comes to us when we least expect it and when we really are walking our truth and when we're in our kind of our passage of what we're supposed to be doing on the planet. I truly believe that. So you stepped into this and here you are now. I mean, you are one in the same. I mean, you've been on MasterChef. You've been on the Food Network. You've been on the Hallmark Channel. That was a great show, by the way. The Home and Family TV show. That was insane. So now, I mean, what are you doing? What's next for you? Like, what's your next? I know you've got big dreams. So what's the next big dream?
I do have big dreams. And like you say, you've just got to get out there and grab it. And, you know, I was at a good place in my life. I had really worked hard. My husband was very supportive. My kids were all raised. We have grandkids. And so I have the time to pursue these passions and dreams that were always in me, but because of circumstances called life and commitments and responsibilities of raising kids and educating them, I had to put them on the back burner. But I never lost that zest. And I do believe that if you just do what you're passionately loving, if you can fund your dreams, so to speak, and I can do that now where I am in life, you can try anything. And, you know, when I went on MasterChef, Chef Gordon Ramsay cut me off at the knees in my presentation to him, but it didn't deter me. It was like, oh, okay, well, you know, you're not liking what I cook, but that doesn't mean that you're the end of the word with it. So,
right.
Just started posting recipes on Facebook, and then finally, you know, people were asking for more and more, and I thought, dag, I need a website or something to put these things
right
on. So, and then it just kind of mushroomed from there. So yes, I do have dreams, and in fact, I just finished an audition video for a Food Network Guy Fieri is looking for a new travel show. And I said, I got the travel show for you, buddy. I have an idea that will knock your socks off, and America's going to love it. The viewers are going to say, please don't let it end. We want to see more. This is fabulous. So I'm ready to send that audition tape in, and we'll see what happens. You know, maybe nothing, maybe something. But, you know, you can't win unless you play. So
exactly.
If you're sitting up in the balconies, you ain't going to win. You got to get down on the playing field.
Well, and you bring up a really good point. I mean, Gordon Ramsay cut you down, but it didn't stop you. You're like, yeah, okay. You're one very, he's critical. And, you know, he's known as kind of being that bully, bossy kind of guy. That's his persona. And he's made a lot of money cutting people off at the knees. But it's people like you, Allie, that say, you know what? I got this little thing inside of me and I love what I do and I'm just going to keep doing it. And voila, it would not surprise me if you didn't get a call from Gordon Ramsay down the line. Seriously. I mean, that's how it works. And he'll invite you because he'll have heard about you and say, hey, Allie, I want to have you on the show or whatever. And you could say, little known fact, Gordon, you were a you know what years ago. But I graciously accept because why not? You know, I mean, it's that's just his persona, I think. OK, so this is incredible. So many cool things that are going on. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Voices of Vision with Allie from Allie's Kitchen. Go to allieskitchen.com. Or find her on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest or Instagram. Just amazing. And one of the things that I really believe that you did right, and you could write a book on social media, is your generosity with the food community and those that love it. You were and still are undoubtedly one of the most generous people in social media. And I try to tell that to clients all the time. I'm like, look, it's not about you pushing out information about you. It's social. It's give and take. It's generosity of spirit and promoting other people. And you did that pristinely. And that is why, that's a big part of why you are where you are today. You're so generous with other food pages and that give and take.
I just think that's, part of what we do when we're walking through this life is that, you know, I'm only good because others make me good. And I want to make others good, and that makes me good.
Mm-hmm.
You stand on the shoulders of giants, and that's because there have been a lot of people who have helped you get where you are today. So, it's just good content. It's great stuff, great recipes, great little videos, and probably 60-70% of my Facebook fan page, brand page, Allie's Kitchen Bohemian Bold, is other people's work because there's so much out there and I want to share it. And of course I share mine, but I don't expect, quid pro quo or a reciprocation. If they share it, wonderful. If they don't, hey, I'm just glad to have found you, your recipe, your video, or whatever you're doing.
I love it. That is exactly why you are in the position you are, because of that attitude of gratitude. Today we're listening to, or it's an interview with Allie, Allie's Kitchen, Bohemian Bold on Facebook. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Allie's trip that she just got back from. I mean, Hong Kong, China, Singapore, unbelievable food and adventure, and also her connection with Dole, because Dole has played a very key role in Allie's career. It's Voices of Vision with Allie from Allie's Kitchen.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hi there. It's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute here on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. About 3 years ago, I started using the Go Cleanse system. I lost some weight, started feeling really good. And here it is 3 years later. And guess what? I still have that Go Cleanse shake every single morning. I actually crave it. It's really good. Some awesome flavors. I really like to combine the chocolate and vanilla together. together. It's kind of my little concoction, put a little cinnamon in it. But the best thing about it, besides how great it tastes, is that it's full of all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals I need. So I don't have to pop a bunch of extra supplements. It's something that I've incorporated into my daily life. It really makes me feel good. And if you want to check out the Go Cleanse system, I would highly recommend it. Pop over to their website at GoCleanse.com. See what the program's all about. They can answer your questions there as well. GoCleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Allie from Allie's Kitchen. If you're looking for Allie on Facebook, it's Allie's Kitchen Bohemian Bold. You can follow her on Instagram. You can connect with her via Twitter or Pinterest. Or go to our website. It's allieskitchen.com. And it's more than just food. It's food and lifestyle and storytelling and the boho world and all about Allie and Dole. And Dole has played an enormous role in your life. Allie, tell me about how did that connection happen? I mean, one minute you're posting, you've got under, 1,000 people on Facebook. Next minute, this huge corporation has reached out and you are now a brand ambassador for Dole.
That's right. It's just something that dreams are made of. It's kind of like Field of Dreams. You know, if you make it, they will come. Early on in 2011, I got into the contest of food. You know, a food competition and contest for creating recipes is really big, and there's some big money to be made in it. And I've always liked to enter contests. I mean, you know, throughout life, but the first contest I entered was 16, and I won a washing machine from Sears Roebuck. And then I went on to enter contests and have been featured in Ladies Home Journal and magazines and things like this, just different contests that I find that I go, oh, okay, I can enter that. I know something about that. So Dole had a contest, and it was called the Dole California Cook-Off. And this is Dole Packaged Foods, which is a different company from Dole Foods. So they're okay. Also known as Dole Sunshine. And in 2013, I entered that contest, and it was a premier, kind of like a huge contest in the foodie world. It was, I mean, if you won that contest, it was creme de la creme. So they chose from their thousands of entries, four finalists across the country, sections of the country. And they brought us to Santa Monica, and they had the Dole California Cook-Off. So we all four competed. The panel judges, the head judge was Ben Ford, Harrison Ford's son, who is a
wow.
chef. And mm-hmm. and so he was the big chef that was, the judge, and there were, I think, four others. But anyway, I won that contest, and I won $25,000 for my recipe, which was veal harissa meatballs with a goat cheese mint sauce. You had to use, I think, just seven ingredients. It had to be done within an hour on a grill, and had to use creatively one of the Dole packaged foods products, and I used the tropical fruit. So that was the beginning
wow.
of a love affair with the most wonderful people. You think, you know, corporations, you know, are, you know, kind of like heartless, but Dole is the type of company that shares the same values and beliefs that I do, you know, having been raised in West Virginia with just good, solid values. And so...
Right.
After that, they offered me, they brought me out the next year, and I actually emceed the cook-off, and, you know, I can talk.
Oh, cool.
And talk. So I did it for 3 hours. It was wonderful. And then after that, they have made me their brand ambassador. So I do everything from create recipes, I make videos,
wow.
I've got on my website some fabulous 3-minute cooking videos with Dole products, and
wow,
I cover the Rose Parade. They're very big in the Rose Parade each year, so I did my third one this year, and so yeah, we just have a great relationship, and I look forward to more things to come. And they're, you know, revamping new products and creating new products. So there's lots of good stuff there, from their frozen products to their mixations, and you know, just different things that you wouldn't imagine, like shakers and
right
frozen fruit and veggies for your smoothies and things like this.
Wow, total synergy. I mean, what a cool opportunity. I mean, you enter a contest, you win the contest, and now you are a brand ambassador for this amazing company. And it's so aligned with what you're doing, and it supports what you're doing. It's a great story for anyone out there that doubts what they're doing, if they're living their passion or they're pursuing something that they want to do. This is an enlightening story for anyone that has a dream. So if you're tuned in, it's Allie from Allie's Kitchen Bohemian Bold, and you can find her everywhere, all over all the social platforms. Allie, you just took an amazing trip, and I know this because we're personal friends on Facebook, so I know you as Alice, and I know you as Allie, but you took one of the most phenomenal trips. I had an opportunity to go on a mission a couple years ago, and I went to Hong Kong and I went to Singapore. So when I saw that you were doing this, I'm like, oh, she is in for some of the most amazing food ever, because I had food that I only had read about and, you know, dreamt about and probably would not have, you know, tried had I not gone to those two places. So let's talk about the trip. How did it come to be, and what was the purpose?
Well, my husband, Ben, this is one of those milestone birth years for him. So we wanted to do something really big, and just the two of us. So he loves food, too. In fact, he's my number one food tester and food seeker. And so we decided that we both wanted to explore Asia. So we worked with friends in Vail, Colorado, who have a travel company, Epic International, and they do trips for companies and people, incentive travel and things like this. So they designed with us the gastronomical trip to Asia that covered everything. We were there about a month, Jane. We were in mainland China. We did Shanghai, Beijing. And then we were in Hong Kong and then Singapore, and everything from climbing the Great Wall to taking the bullet train from Shanghai to Beijing and eating everything from pickled pigeon eggs and poisonous snake soup and the eyeballs of fish. You know, it was so funny. Our Millennial and Gen X guides in each city, and they were really cool kids and, you know, spoke fabulous English and were Chinese or Singaporean. And they all said about the same thing. They said the Chinese eat everything in the sky except planes, mm-hmm. everything in the water except submarines, and anything with four legs except tables and chairs. They are
there
the
you
most
go. That's so true.
Most resourceful, saving people that, you know, I know. So it aligned with my upbringing in, you know, Appalachia, with just, you know, I was raised by a single Croatian mom, and there were four of us kids, and, you know, we didn't have much, but whatever we had, it was stretched.
Right.
And, you know, resourcefulness and being green and resiliency, those were inculcated in me from an early age, and that's the same thing that I saw in this trip to Asia. Everything
right.
is used, even the bones and the skin of fish and seafood is just dried and becomes the seasoning for soups and sauces.
Wow, what a great experience. You know, if you're listening now, I'm speaking with Allie from Allie's Kitchen Bohemian Bold. You can find her on Facebook. She's on all the social platforms. great recipes. She posts awesome pictures. Allie, we only have like a minute left, but I know that you have something super cool coming up, and I'm going to have you back because this career needs to be, we need to watch what you're doing. And the next time you want to come back, maybe in the fall, we can do another show. You have a digital magazine coming up. So in closing, when is this going to be available for the public?
This is going to launch in September. So it's the first issue is fall. It's going to be a color splashed, bohemian, bold, just a boho living about life, travel, food, you know, simple, easy, inexpensive, yet chic and doable ways to make everyday sparkle and yes. dazzle. And, you know, I find that just in small things. And I think everybody can, and when they do, their life is just so much more full and rich.
There you go. Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. You have added so much sparkle to Voices of Vision. Thank you so much, Allie.
Thank you, Jane.
You've been listening to Voices of Vision. My guest is Allie from Allie's Kitchen, Bohemian Bold. A great digital magazine will be debuting in the fall. Just follow her on Facebook. Everybody on the planet has a Facebook page. So find her on Facebook because you will be so inspired. And whether it is to live your dream or to get busy in the kitchen, this woman really will make you feel so good and really uplift you and support you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you next week on Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.